From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Zimbabwe's military says it seized power in a targeted assault on criminals surrounding 93-year-old President Robert Mugabe, who have caused social and economic hardship. Major General S.P. Moyo addressed the nation from the seized state television facility.
To both our people and the world beyond our borders, we wish to make it abundantly clear that this is not a military takeover of government.
He said the military was aiming to pacify a degenerating political, social, and economic situation that could turn violent. Mr. Mugabe has told South Africa's President Jacob Zuma he's fine but confined to his home. The military move followed a dispute between the commanding general and the ruling ZANU-PF party. General Constantino Chiwenga threatened to intervene to end what he called a purge of independence fighters from government. A party statement called that treasonable. John Campbell is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations.
One of the things the Zimbabwean army has always made very clear is that the government of Zimbabwe must be conducted by those that participated in the liberation struggle.
The army action followed the sacking of Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, a former liberation fighter who was viewed as a possible successor to Mr. Mugabe. President Donald Trump is back at the White House following his 12-day five-nation trip through Asia, expressing pride in what was accomplished, including making trade more fair.
People were taking advantage, countries were taking advantage of the United States, more than just this region, but the world. And those days are over. We're going to be fair. We're going to be reciprocal. As I said in my remarks before, we will be reciprocal.
Mr. Trump also warned North Korea remains a major global military threat and would address the two issues soon. This is VOA News.